Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Sun Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality care to their residents. Courtney Manor of Bad Axe, where neighbors care for neighbors. And by AVS Tech Team and AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And by Days Inn Franklin Restaurant on the east end of Bad Axe, newly remodeled and now booking holiday parties for groups of two up to 200. Call 989-269-9951 to book yours today. At approximately 2:36 p.m. near the intersection of M25 and Rupel Road in Rubicon Township, a call came across the scanner for a tractor rollover with an individual trapped underneath the rolled machine. Port Hope Fire Department was the original responding unit on scene, with Harbor Beach Fire Department also called to assist on scene with the jaws of life. Additional responding organizations included the Huron County Sheriff's Department, as well as the Eastern Huron Ambulance and the Huron County Medical Examiner's Office. We do have updated details for you about that accident. On scene, the incident involved a male operating a medium-sized LS loader tractor and was found underneath the tractor by a passerby in a ditch. The man passed away from his injuries, and the name of the involved person is being withheld until notification of next of kin and friends has been completed. And authorities say 43-year-old Jason John Keyes, owner of a Marlette construction business, is now facing multiple felony charges across four separate cases. Prosecutors allege Keyes knowingly misused construction funds, money that was supposed to go to subcontractors and workers. One of the most striking cases centers on a private home built in Marlette Township. The homeowner reportedly paid around $600,000 for the project, expecting all subcontractors to be covered. Instead, testimony revealed several workers, ranging from well drillers to painters, were left unpaid or only partially paid, forcing the homeowner to step in and cover the costs. Another case involves a public project at Lexington County Park, where renovations to the park manager's residence took an unexpected turn. County officials say they had to step in and pay nearly $27,000 to subcontractors after payments allegedly never came through. The situation worsened when the contractor reportedly shut down operations mid-project, leaving a county scrambling to hire somebody else to finish the job. In court, multiple subcontractors described repeated attempts to collect payment. Efforts, they say, were unsuccessful. And this case comes from at a time when complaints about questionable contractors appeared to be on the rise, ranging from misuse of project funds to jobs left unfinished to individuals posing as licensed professionals altogether. It's a trend that's leaving homeowners and local governments increasingly cautious before signing on the dotted line. And a judge has now ruled there's enough evidence to move forward, sending the case to circuit court. Keyes remains free on a $50,000 bond as he awaits arraignment later this month. With two more related cases still pending hearings, this development story continues to raise concerns about contractor accountability and the risks tied to hiring the wrong builder. And in Burton, Michigan, a four-legged officer in mid-Michigan is about to get some life-saving backup. It's coming from across the country. Canine Rip of the Burton Police Department will soon be outfitted with a custom bullet and stab-resistant vest, thanks to a nonprofit dedicated to protecting police dogs on the front lines. The donation is being made in honor of another canine remembered as an ultimate warrior, adding a heartfelt layer to this gift of protection. The vest, sponsored by a supporter in Colorado, is expected to arrive within the next couple of months. Just one example of a nationwide effort to safeguard the dogs that help keep communities safe every day. The organization behind the donation has been at it for more than a decade, equipping thousands of law enforcement canines across all 50 states with protective gear worth millions of dollars. For dogs like Rip, who face the same dangers as their human partners, the extra layer of protection can make all the difference. And when we come back after this ABS Broadband sponsor message, we'll get to our national news.
This is Paul from the ABS Tech Team. I'm one of the certified technicians who can help you with your computer repair and networking needs. Got a virus? No problem. Broken screen? We'll fix it. Ready to upgrade to a new PC? We've got those too. We'll even come to you for bigger projects that require on-site work at your home, farm, or business. No project is too big or small, and it's all done for an affordable price. We're offering our PC scan and clean service for only $65. That's a $10 savings and gets you a complete tune-up on your computer. So give us a call at 888-282-4943 or visit one of our offices in Pigeon or Sandusky to get your computer running at its best.
Terms and conditions apply. Offer valid through April 30th, 2026.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, National Park Service implements new reservation system to combat record-breaking crowds and environmental degradation. The National Park Service expanded its timed entry reservation system to five more major parks today. The system is designed to distribute visitors more evenly throughout the day and protect fragile ecosystems from over-tourism. While the move has been praised by conservationists, some local tourism boards worry it may discourage spontaneous travel and hurt nearby small businesses. The NPS says it will continue to monitor the impact on visitor experience and adjust the number of available slots as needed. And in other national news, Supreme Court to hear major right to repair case. The U.S. Supreme Court, agreed today to hear a case that could determine whether manufacturers can legally prevent consumers from repairing their own electronic devices. The case centers on whether digital locks used by tech companies violate existing customer or consumer protection laws. A ruling in favor of the right to repair could force companies to provide parts and diagnostic tools to independent repair shops. Manufacturers argue that such requirements could compromise device security and intellectual property rights. And when we come back after this Courtney Manor sponsor message, we'll get to our international news.
Hi, this is Tina Chambers, administrator at Courtney Manor. Spring is a season of fresh starts, and if you've been thinking about the next step for your loved one, this may be the right time to explore your options. At Courtney Manor in Bad Axe, we provide both long-term care and short-term rehabilitation in a warm, supportive environment where residents are treated with dignity and respect. We understand how difficult these decisions can be, and our experienced team is here to answer your questions and help you feel confident in your choice. We're proud to serve families throughout Huron County with personalized care that truly feels like home. We remain focused on what matters most, compassionate care, and peace of mind for the families we serve. Call us today at 989-269-9983. We'd love for you to visit, meet our team, and see how we can help. Remember, the choice is yours. Courtney Manor is a Sienna Healthcare Managed community, and we are all about you.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. And moving on to our international news, meningitis outbreak linked to Southeast England rises to 27 cases. Public health officials in the UK reported today that the number of meningitis cases linked to a localized outbreak in Southeast England has risen to 27. Health authorities are conducting contact tracing and offering vaccinations to those in the affected areas. The public is being urged to remain vigilant for symptoms such as high fever, stiff neck, and light sensitivity. While the outbreak is currently contained, officials are working to identify the specific strain of the bacteria to prevent further spread. In other international news, global wake-up call for renewable energy amid oil volatility. The energy fallout from the Iran war has triggered a renewed push for renewable energy projects worldwide. Countries like Pakistan and Vietnam are reporting billions of savings after pivoting to solar power to avoid the high cost of fossil fuel imports. Economists argue that the current crisis demonstrates the security risk of depending on oil from volatile regions. As a result, many nations are accelerating their timelines for decarbonization, viewing it as an economic and national security imperative rather than just an environmental one. When we come back after this Franklin Restaurant sponsor message, we'll get to our obituaries.
All-you-can-eat Taco Tuesdays are back at the Days Inn Franklin Restaurant. You heard right. The Days Inn Franklin Restaurant has All-You-Can-Eat Taco Tuesday every Tuesday. And your ticket to Flavortown doesn't stop there. Mondays, you can sink your teeth into mouth-watering prime rib. Wednesdays, rib night. And Thursdays, you can enjoy a juicy New York strip. Fridays are Fish Fry Fridays, and there's also a full menu of the best quality food that is organic diet-friendly at the Days Inn Franklin Restaurant in Bad Axe. Whether you're looking for fresh, light meals, classic comfort food, or something for that special occasion, the Franklin Restaurant delivers consistent quality you can taste. If you live or work in the Thumb, you owe it to yourself to enjoy food that is straightforward, well-prepared, and mindful of what goes into it. Because you are what you eat, so make it the best. Good food, honest service, and a meal you can feel good about. The Days Inn Franklin Restaurant, kitchen open 3 to 9, lounge open all day. The Days Inn Franklin Restaurant is on the east side of Bad Axe across from Self Serve Lumber and Ossentoski Farm Equipment. Be sure to follow the Franklin Inn on Facebook for pop-up buffets and local events.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy, and we have just a few obituaries to report at this time. Mary Jane Smith, age 90, of Bad Axe, Michigan, was born on October 31st, 1935, passed away March 18th, 2026. She is survived by her children, Michael, Stephen, and Daniel, her sister, her niece, as well as her grandchildren and great-grandchildren. The funeral mass for Mary Jane Smith will be celebrated Tuesday, March 24th, 2026 at 11:30 a.m. at St. Hubert Parish Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Bad Axe. Visitation will take place at church on Tuesday from 10:30 a.m. until the time of the mass. Immediately following mass, family and friends will travel in procession to Sacred Heart Cemetery for committal prayers and interment. In lieu of flowers, Mary Jane has requested for donations to be made to the St. Hubert's Food Pantry of the Sacred Heart Catholic Church of Bad Axe, Michigan. Arrangements have been entrusted to the McAlpine Funeral Home, which you can provide prayers and memories at McAlpineFuneralHome.com. And Shirley Ann Ossentoski peacefully passed away on March 16, 2026 in Chesterfield Township, Michigan at the age of 69. Born on August 20, 1956 in Detroit, Shirley is survived by her cherished daughters, Shayna and Sabrina. Visitation for Shirley will be held on Tuesday, March 24th at 2026 from 2 to 8 p.m. at the Wasik Funeral Home, Gender Nellick Chapel. They will light in state on Wednesday, March 25th, 2026 from 10 a.m. until the 10:30 a.m. funeral mass at St. Mary Queen of Creation Church. Interment will follow at St. Mary Cemetery, New Baltimore, Michigan. In lieu of flowers, memorial donations can be directed to the Michigan Humane Society, reflecting Ronald and Shirley's compassion for animals. And Ronald Joseph Ozentoski passed away peacefully on March 18, 2026 in Mount Clemens, Michigan at the age of 69. Ronald was born on January 4, 1957 in Cass City. Ron is survived by his loving daughters, Shayna and Sabrina. Visitation for Shirley and Ronald will occur on Tuesday, March 24th, 2026, from 2 to 8 p.m., at the Wasik Funeral Home in Jindernelik Chapel. They will lie in state on Wednesday, March 25th, from 10 a.m. until the 10:30 a.m. funeral mass at St. Mary Queen of Creation Church. Interment will follow at St. Mary Cemetery in New Baltimore, Michigan. In lieu of flowers, memorial donations can be directed to the Michigan Humane Society, reflecting Ronald and Shirley's compassion for animals. Rest in peace, Ronald and Shirley Ozentoski, now reunited in eternal love and light. And that's been your local, regional, national, and international news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, right here on thumbnet.net, as with your obituaries and weather. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality of care to their residents. Courtney Manor of Bad Axe, we're neighbors, care for neighbors. And by the AVS Broadband and AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And by the new Days in Franklin restaurant on the east end of Bad Axe, newly remodeled and now booking holiday parties for groups of two or up to 200. Call 989-269-9951 to book yours today.